Hello, and welcome back to the Uncommon Sense Podcast. This is your boy, Graham.
He also has his best friend, Wesley, sitting here.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy Leprechaun Day.
Leprechaun.
We didn't even celebrate.
Yeah, no, we didn't do anything to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
We did an absolute frig all.
Except for like a 2:30 Corona, but other than that.
2:30 Corona.
Yes, sir. All right, anyways, so.
Here we are again.
I guess we're just...
we're back.
We're going to fire it up. I guess we'll get everybody thinking.
Get the brain juices flowing.
Yeah, we'll see how she goes.
Okay. I'm trying to think of a good one. I'm just trying to like a good one to start with. Okay. I've seen this thing. It's this theory. And basically what it's called is Last Thursdayism. Mm. Have you heard of it before?
Yeah, so it's like when, you think that the world or, like, all of existence actually only started last Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, basically, it's impossible to prove that everything didn't just pop into existence last Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way you can prove it, really, that it's wrong.
Okay.
It doesn't make much sense, but... like, yeah. Technically, you can't prove it. That's wrong.
Yeah, like, well, it's the same. Like, you couldn't prove that we didn't just pop into existence right now.
I know. Like, all your memories and stuff.
Yeah. Like, you could pop into existence mid-sentence.
You could. And you just have the memory of you think we could have just popped into existence right now.
Yeah, it's really possible.
We could be the first people ever.
Yeah. This is interesting. Because, like, right now, we can't hear anybody else or see anybody else or anything, so... really, we could have just popped into existence now.
We could have, yeah.
And all of our friends and stuff that we have in common.
They don't even exist until right now.
Yeah.
We just... there's memories put in our head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... yeah.
I don't know why it was last Thursday, though. Like, why wouldn't it be, like, last Wednesday or something?
I don't know. I think they just chose last Thursday because it's just, like, whatever, you know, like... last Thursday. Who cares about Thursday? That's why.
Dude, Thursday is almost Friday.
Yeah, but, like, nobody really cares about Thursday.
I think the worst day of the week is...
Monday? I'd say Tuesday, actually.
Yeah, because, like, you still have a couple days to go. It's, like, it's not quite... you're still giving her.
Yeah. I mean, also, that's if you work, like, normal, like...
yeah, true.
Weekdays.
Right, I wasn't accounting for people who work weekends.
Yeah.
Gang.
I feel like we should probably talk a little louder because this is going to have a hard time hearing us.
Hello!
Jesus
Christ. okay. That's fucked, though, man. Like, actually thinking, like, nothing could have existed.
Yeah. I guess it's just weird because you can talk about it forever because you can never prove that it's not true. Yeah. You know, like, it's just one of those things you could kind of, I don't know. I don't really have any, it's not
there's
like,
there's no insight.
You
on
know,
that.
There's like no like yeah. thing that you can talk about it because it's just like, yeah. it either is and then everything's the same or it's not and everything's still the same.
You're right. Okay. I want to talk about. Okay, I'm putting a disclaimer out. I'm not necessarily agreeing with what I'm about to say. I'm just talking about it for the sake of the podcast.
Okay.
okay, so flat earth.
Flat earth, yes.
I'm trying not to sound crazy the way I say this, but technically, like, me and you don't know the world is round, like, for sure.
Right, like, unless I go and experience...
yeah, like, earth. Technically, the only, like, I'm not saying I believe in flat earth, I'm just saying, like, for the sake of the argument, technically, like, I don't know that it's round or flat, and you don't.
I mean, like, if you go to some places, though, in the world where, like, you're high up, and then, like, you can see down to the water,
mm-hmm.
you can, and it's, like, just straight water, like, you can see that it's, like,
really?
Not flat. Yeah, like, you can definitely tell it's not flat.
I must have been to not good parts of the earth, because I've never seen that. Like, I guess it kind of just looks like the horizon mm-hmm. is, like, I don't know.
Like, bent a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know.
But then
but
also...
but, like, technically, you can't say, unless you're, like, an astronaut. But what if astronauts are fake?
I mean, I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. I'm just saying. You know, it's weird. Like, everyone is, like, so adamant on, like, oh, like, flat earthers are crazy. And, like, now at this point, it kind of would be. But, like, no one really knows more than another person. Like, the average person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, you don't know unless you actually know. And then if you actually know, everyone's going to be like, well, how do we know if we can trust you or not?
Yeah, true.
And so, like, there's, you know.
It's like, unless you've seen it with your own eyes, but.
Yeah, and that's the only way that it'll ever be. Like, if you see it with your own eyes, then you can attest to it being true or not.
Speaking of, what were you speaking of?
What were we speaking of? Flat Earth, yeah.
Dude, would you ever go to space?
I would go to space. I'd take a one-way ticket to space.
Really? Because I was actually going to mention there's... Oh, this is, like, old, but there's, like, a one-way trip to Mars. Elon Musk.
Yeah, I'd be down. Like,
really?
Yeah, I'd totally be down for that.
What if your friends and family can come? Like, no, wait, you'd leave?
I go, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I go. That'd be sweet. Like, getting...
Why, though?
Be
why,
one, like... Be one of the first settlers of Mars? That'd be dope.
But what if, like, you die? You could die.
Then I die a first settler of Mars, bro.
Or, like, what if you don't even make it there?
Then I die trying to be the first settler of Mars.
So I guess you're still trying to do it, but...
Yeah. It's kind of dope.
I don't know. I looked it up. My computer's being slow right now. But I looked it up, and it costs $200,000. That's what Elon Musk is saying.
Like, why would he charge me to go to Mars, bro?
Because he said he wanted it to, like, be the same price as, like, a mid-range house. So that's, like... If someone wanted to live somewhere else, they could, like, pay for it, I guess.
Right, okay, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
The only problem is once you buy that ticket and you get there, what's your source of everything? Like, how do you think that they would start civilization on Mars?
Yeah, I don't know, because they want to terraform it, right? That's the plan, to, like, create, like, an atmosphere there and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But, like, what I'm saying is, like, would they try to make it work on, like, a monetary system? Or would they try to make it work, like, another way that would be better than the money?
What do you mean?
Like, there's... Like, all we know right now is the money system and, like, how money works, right? But, like, there's probably a better system than using money.
I don't think... Yeah, money is kind of, like, it's just made up.
Yeah. So, like... But, it it's an arbitrary thing... That is so normalized to us that it's it seems like it's always there and it's always going to be there. It's always been there.
So you don't... what are you saying? You don't think they'd use money on Mars?
I mean, I think that they just automatically default to using money. But I feel like they could come up with a better way to do it than to start by using money.
It'd probably be like, at first, probably be like plants or something. That would be the money
system.
Yeah,
but like, no, that's still like trading like... this goods. One thing for another thing. So it's like bartering. That's where money came from, is instead of people bartering, just put like the arbitrary money in.
Yeah.
And then...
So what you're saying, not even that?
Not even that. Like, it's just like another way of getting things, or giving things and getting something back for it.
Hmm. Do you think trading was better than money?
It depends on how you're talking about. Because like, if you're just going to the store to get, like, some milk and stuff, then you'd have to trade, like, I don't know, like, you don't know what to trade for that, right? Whereas now you just take, like, $5 and you get a 4-liter jug of milk. But, like, if you're trying to get, like, a car or something, and you're like, okay, well, I'll give you a winter's worth of crops.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay.
I'll give you my summer's harvest.
Yeah.
So. This car.
Yeah.
Imagine how much summer's harvest you'd have to get to get a Lambo. Summer's harvest.
Yeah.
What were we were talking about going to Mars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you would be down, because I would not be down.
I'd be down to go to Mars, yeah.
I also don't have $200,000 at my disposal right now, so.
Yeah, same. But if I did, I'd probably do it.
I think it'd be lonely, though. I wonder how long it takes to get there.
Probably a minute, but, like, all the other people that are going, too.
Yeah, that's also the other thing. How many other people are going? Like, did you ever watch Passengers, that movie?
Nah.
With Chris Pratt? Oh,
do you know how many people they're taking to Mars?
I'm going to find it in a sec. Well, I don't know, man. What if your family is going? I would be more inclined, obviously. Like, if your family could come.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I guess there'd be no way to, like, call back. I mean, they'd have to make a way to have communication between there and here.
Yeah.
It'd probably be, like, expensive as frig, but...
And it'd also take a long time.
Yeah, probably. I'd assume so.
Oh, Elon Musk calls it a Starship spacecraft. That sounds sweet.
That is dope. How many seats are on it?
I'm trying to find it.
I feel like it's going to be something like 50 to 200.
Oh, 100 people.
100? Okay. Huh. Have they already, like, selected the people?
Or... I don't know. It's supposed to happen in 2024.
Mm-hmm. They also have, like, there's, like, a bunch of companies that are trying to do commercial spaceflight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Virgin Galactic.
That's crazy.
They're trying to commercialize spaceflight, which would be dope. Like, imagine just being able to say, yeah, me and my family went for a cruise in space.
Yeah, that'd be sweet, man.
Over March break. Like, that'd be pretty dope.
Go for a trip to space.
Yeah, everybody wants to go to space. I think, also, as soon as that happens, like, everyone's going to be like, oh, so the Earth isn't flat.
Yeah, for all the, the flat earthers, yeah.
Yeah.
No disrespect, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess you we kind of did a full circle there on that.
You would go. Question. You would go to Mars. I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, I would go.
Frick Mars. Okay, do child actors in R-rated movies get to watch them?
That's a good question, and I feel like they're not allowed to watch them on their own. They have to have, like, a parent or guardian.
Really? Because, like, it's not, well, yeah, I don't know. Because, like, they were in it. They know how it was made.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I guess it would probably depend on what kind of R-rated, like, well, what even is R-rated? Does that mean nudity or, like,
no,
or,
that's like
extreme violence or?
I don't know, like, what the exact things are. All I know is, like, some movies are, like, unrated because they're just, like, too bad to be rated.
Yeah.
R-rated, I feel like it would be, like, just, like, a lot of, like, innuendos, like,
yeah,
nudity, drug references, yeah. Like, all that kind of stuff.
They probably would, man. Like, okay, well, obviously they do, because they're not gonna be in a movie and not watch it. Like,
yeah, I think, what was that movie called with the little kids, and then they had, like, this older guy that, like, taught them a bunch of stuff? It was, like... There's, like, a little, like, oh, my God. Like, I can't remember what the movie's called.
Yeah, that's all right. It'll come.
But anyways, there's, like, commercials about it, and they were saying something about not being able to watch their own movie without their parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that that's the case, is that, like, they... You can watch any movie you want, any age you want, as long as your parents are willing to take you.
True.
Or someone over 18 is willing to take you.
I had to, when I worked at the theater, I had to turn someone down who's older than me, because I was, like, 16.
Yeah.
And they were, like...
17?
Like, or, I think it was 50 Shades of Grey was playing,
mm-hmm.
And these teenagers from my high school came in, and I was, like, 16, I didn't know what was going on, and then I had to, like, say, no, you can't come in, and I was, like, felt really bad, but I was, like, way she goes, like, yeah. My manager was standing right there, too, so I was, like...
But you wouldn't have let them in anyways, because...
That would have been... Is that illegal?
I think so. I mean, I don't know if it's illegal, but it's, like, not allowed.
Hmm. Okay.
By the rules of your workplace.
So, you know how people say, is ketchup a smoothie because it's crushed fruit?
Oh, yeah, that's gross.
I agree with that.
I would say that it's not... I'd say that you could call it a smoothie if you want, but that's not a smoothie, like...
Okay, it's not a smoothie, but technically the ingredients say it is. Like, a hamburger is technically a sandwich.
Yeah, because it's bread, but that's like saying, like, a hot dog's a sandwich.
But the bun is attached, then. So it could be, like, a sub.
Yeah.
You gotta have subs. Some pink subs.
Back to the original question, it was... Smoothie ketchup smoothie.
Yeah.
Is ketchup a smoothie?
Yes.
I feel like if you put vinegar in a smoothie, it's no longer considered a smoothie.
Is Is it vinegar and ketchup?
Yeah. It's basically what it is. Oh, really? It's like tomatoes and vinegar.
Okay, well, I asked that question because is cereal technically soup?
I would say cereal is soup. But some people would argue and say that it's not soup because it's not, like, cooked.
Or it's not hot.
It's not hot, yeah. But, like, is there a type of cold soup that people eat?
I've had cold soup on one of the cruises I went on. They had, like, cold soup, like, peach soup. And it was, like, kind of a dessert. But they called it, like, soup, like peach soup.
Yeah.
That's... And it was, like, in a, like, it looked exactly like soup, but it was, like, sweet.
Yeah.
It was good, but, like, they called it soup, so I don't know if that counts or not.
Yeah. Okay. Cereal, in my eyes, is a soup, but if you say soup, I'm not going to think about cereal. I'm going to think about, like, right.
It's
hot
soup. It's, like, a subcategory.
Yeah. So, like, technically, like, it is or it isn't, doesn't matter, but, like, if you say cereal, I'm not going to think of soup also.
What's so the it's word like, for that when you, like, pick your words wisely?
I can't think of it. I don't know. That's but, like, Kristen was talking about it the other day. There's something in class they were learning about, like, the ways that you, like, subcategorize things in your brain. And, like, saying cereal is soup is, like, one of the lower level, like, building blocks to the way that our memory actually works.
Right.
But, yeah. So, like, actually, like, technically speaking, it's... like, higher level, it's not soup. But down to the basics, it is soup.
It's a brain anatomy or brain...
yeah.
Brain knowledge for you. So I looked up how long it would take to get to Mars, bouncing back to that. And it says 7 months.
No, that's not long.
Which is, like, astronauts stay in space that long, don't they?
Probably. Yeah. Some astronaut stayed in space long enough that he's, like... he technically is going to have a longer life by, like, 1.7
seconds. Oh, yeah, because of the, he's, yeah, he's traveling so fast.
Yeah.
That's another thing we can get into.
1.7 seconds. That's so cool.
What do you mean?
I can't remember if it's 0.7 seconds or 1.7 seconds.
Oh, yeah, dude, if you travel on a plane,
yeah,
technically time is going slower for you by a little bit. Yeah. Because you have less, it's,
I feel like it depends on what way you're going, though.
What do you mean?
Like,
what way you're going.
Does it not matter what way you're going?
What do you mean?
Like, way like what do you mean? Time just goes slower?
I think if you move faster, then time goes slower for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're moving faster, then time appears to go by faster for others. You know what I mean?
That's deep.
Yeah. Like, if you were running by someone who's standing still, and they were holding a clock, and you could see it, it would be moving, like, they would reach 1 minute before you, if, like, you were also holding a clock.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if you're running, it's, like, no, like, a tiny, tiny fraction of
a
second.
Like a nano.
But, like, yeah. Technically, it's, like, you can calculate it.
That's cool.
Yeah. But also...
so why don't we have time machines? I mean, obviously, going backwards wouldn't be possible by that sense, but you could, like... basically go so fast that you freeze time and you keep moving at that same velocity for however long you want.
Well, I think time stops at the speed of light, right?
That's for you.
Right, yeah.
So then the regular time would keep going forward. And then once you come out of that speed, then you'll be at whatever time it is at the time. So you could travel forward in time.
Yeah, it'd be like traveling into the future. Yeah, there's like this... this experiment where it's like, or not experiment, but like theory that like if two twins were born and one is sent to space and travels at like 75% the speed of light for like a year, when they come back, they'll be younger than the other twin.
Yeah.
Because they, like, time has gone by faster for the one but on Earth.
Here's the thing. Is it time relative to that person, or is it time, like, is it like the... if the time on the clock is with the person who's moving 75% of the speed of light, is it that many days their time, or is it that many days Earth time?
Well, then it just depends on perspective, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, like, the person who traveled to space would say that they've only experienced however many days.
Right.
But then the person on Earth would be like, would disagree and say, no more days have passed than that.
Right. So it's relative to the person, yeah. And then the time that's relative to the person.
Yeah.
So on Earth, the time would be different than the time of the person flying.
I think so. The weird thing is, if you travel at the speed of light, there's nothing to see because there's no light. Because
you're moving too fast.
Yeah. Oh, so it's kind of like, there's these things, I forget what they're called, but they're like these little particles that travel like really close to the speed of light. Mm-hmm. And like for them, it's like they have no time. Like they don't even realize they exist because there's no, they don't see anything. And it's like time has stopped for them. You know what I mean? That's so they'll go across the whole galaxy and like not even like, from their perspective, it's like they didn't even exist.
That's cool.
It's kind of really hard. I don't know if I explained that well. I probably explained it wrong, but...
Maybe, I don't know.
I wish I knew what they were called, those particles.
Yeah. I'd like to go more into that kind of stuff, but I just don't know enough about it.
I know. Astrophysics and stuff, I find it so interesting.
Yeah. Kristen's uncle was trying to tell me that they're, like, trying to rethink physics in that, like, you know how we think of Newtonian gravity as always pulling down?
Yeah.
Well, instead, they're trying to think of it more as gravity is all around, and that, like, it doesn't pull down, it pulls, like, every direction in a certain way. Like, I don't remember the exact explanation, that probably sounded crazy, but, yeah, like, they're trying to, or they're starting to realize that they got gravity wrong in some way.
There's this theory that we're on a turtle's back.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you've heard of that?
Yeah. It's like what it's called. I feel like it's a old native thing. On the turtle's back.
It's just, that reminds me of Nemo. Remember when mm-hmm. they, like, the small turtle's, like, riding with the bigger turtle?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of those in Costa Rica.
Is
like,
there?
Yeah. Emer said that she saw one once when they were out scuba diving, which is crazy. They're like huge, bro.
Yeah.
They're like, she said like she would compare them to like a car, like a small car.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. next question. I want to hear what you think about this.
Okay. This is, how long are we in here? Probably like 20 minutes?
I don't know.
I think we're about 20 minutes in.
Who's to say time is relative?
That's facts. It's actually 23 minutes.
Probably
exactly
people,
right now.
So. The people who are listening to this are probably like, they think like 5 minutes has gone by because they're just having such a great time.
Yeah, because time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. Okay. If Satan is bad, then why does he punish bad people?
That's a good question.
Or like, Maybe there's just a lack of understanding on my part, but it's like, doesn't it seem like he is like, it's bad to go to like hell and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Not pushing religion on anyone. But theoretically going to hell is a bad thing.
Yes.
But he's made out to be bad. So it's kind of like, why?
Well, I guess in order for him to be able to torture people, he needs people to go there.
Yeah.
So, if he can influence people to be bad so they don't go to heaven and they go to hell, then he has people to torture.
Right. But if he, I mean, like, if he is technically torturing bad people, then
yeah.
It's like, doesn't that make him good?
Yes. Yes. But you have to think about, like, why he's seen as bad. Like the thing that he does, like, endgame, like, torture bad people... I guess you could say that that's okay, right?
Yeah, well,
but
I don't want to say kid, like torturing is good or
yes,
bad or whatever.
But let's just say for now, like that's a good thing, right?
Okay.
The reason why people on the planet would say he's bad is because the way that at least I was taught is that when you want to do a bad thing, it's Satan tempting you, right?
Hmm.
And so if he can tempt you into being quote unquote bad throughout your life, then you'll go to hell and then you'll be tortured.
True.
So it's like,
it's like,
catch 22.
Yeah. Yeah, so like by making you be bad, he gets more bad people to torture.
I guess. That's kind of a tough question for many reasons.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Mostly because I don't know enough about it.
Do you believe in psychic abilities?
Like, it depends, honestly.
Like, if you went to, like, a, like, what is it called? A tarot card reader or whatever?
Yeah, I want to think that it's real, but I just doubt that it is.
Yeah, I think it's kind of one of those things that's like, it has to be a first-hand experience.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, it's like, it has to be personal, or else it's kind of, like, just, like,
yeah,
people saying stuff, you know, like, I don't really know.
But, like, a lot of people who've gone, like, and done that, that, like, I know, the way they explain it is, like, they think it's so real.
Like, yeah. What kind of, like...
One of my mom's friends, I think, I can't remember who it was, but they went to see someone like that, and they told them things about their life that, like, they would only know if they'd known them really? For a long time.
Yeah, like, that's always what you hear, but it's like, I'm not saying you're wrong, I'm just saying it's hard to believe unless it was, like, you.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's kind of like, are they just saying generic things that could apply to anyone?
Like horoscopes. Or, like...
Yeah.
I guess...
Yeah, like...
People believe in them, or people don't, but...
Yeah, I guess, like, horoscopes, yeah. Like, if they say, like, you'll have good luck if
you're... Yeah, it's like, then you'll just, like... You'll look for things where you have good luck, and then you're like, oh, that's it.
So, like, kind of... Yeah. And then when they say something bad's gonna happen, then you kind of have more pessimistic outlook on everything all day.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like you kind of... The stuff comes true because you make it come true.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I would like to believe it. Like, I think that's cool. But as of right now, I don't. I mean, I've never gone to one, so...
Yeah, I think we should try that.
We should do...
Zach does tarot card readings.
And so that's where they pull cards and they, like, tell... They're like, this means whatever.
Yeah.
This means you'll get married at 16.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
What other kinds are there, though?
There's just, like, palm readings. And then there's, the ball thing. The crystal ball.
Oh, yeah, the classic crystal ball.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I guess that's... Let's go on to one last banger of a topic, and then we'll sign off, I guess.
Okay.
Because we're getting close to half an hour, and...
Okay. Let's see. I've thought about this a lot of times, because... So sometimes when I drink, I, like, just feel like my muscles feel different, kind of, and, like, I've learned how to use new muscles when I, like... I'm drinking.
But you can only use them when you're drinking?
Now I can do it without.
Okay.
But, like, that's how it started. And so, my question is, or, like, my statement is, some people know how to use their muscles better than you.
Yeah.
Because, like, some people can't move their ears or whatever. But actually...
Some people don't even have that muscle.
Yeah, right. But, like, I used to only be able to raise one eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, through practice, I can do both, but that's only being, like... I don't know. It's weird how you can just teach yourself that. You know what I mean? Can you move your ears?
No, I can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't.
Like, I can move my scalp, kind of. It's weird.
Yeah. I think that's interesting in that, you know how we were learning about, mind-muscle connection?
Yeah.
So you can get to, like, peak force of a muscle faster if you have better mind-muscle connection. I feel like... Basically, what happens is there's just some muscles that you don't need to use for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
So your brain doesn't have
pathways or
like
whatever.
It doesn't have like a strong pathway to that muscle.
Yeah.
So when you're thinking, okay, I want to do this, like try to just move your pinky toe only.
Yeah.
Like you never have to do that, right?
Yeah.
So usually when you're moving your pinky toe, you have to move all your other toes too. So when you try to move your pinky toe, all your other toes kind of move with it.
Yeah.
So that's, like, the pattern that you have, like, yeah. built in your brain to those muscles, right? And then when you try to, like, do more specific things, you have to practice it and keep doing it so you can strengthen that pathway to be able to do whatever the movement is that you're trying to do.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like... Like, some people can move their tongue, like, really cool or whatever. And then, like, obviously there's ears. And some people can move their pinky toes, like, by themselves.
Yeah.
It's really weird to watch.
Yeah. But I don't know, like, why you'd be able to do it when you're drunk. Maybe just because, like, you're just doing whatever and you don't... You're not really thinking about it.
I never said I was drunk. I said I was drinking.
Oh, okay, sorry. When you're drinking, maybe it just does something so that...
Just the casual, yeah. Yeah, I just, that bothers me. It's like someone can work their body better than yours.
Yeah.
Like, that really sucks.
That's a real mechanical advantage, I guess you could say. In a way.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, well. Muscles.
Muscles?
We're kin students,
that I sounds guess. Like what my dad used to call me sometimes.
Muscles?
Yeah. I don't know if it was like a chirp or not a chirp.
All right. Well, I guess me and Muscles are signing off now.
Yeah, I'm signing off. Muscles over and out.
Peace.